Venture capital takes a different approach.
I have an opportunity to invest capital in a way that creates more benefit because we, you know, I grew up economically disadvantaged.
From American Public Media, this is Marketplace Tech. I'm Molly Wood. We continue our look back at conversations on venture capital here on Marketplace Tech. After talking about the behaviors, social values, and capital behind big players in the VC world, let's turn to the hopefuls of VC, smaller firms backing a more diverse group of founders and their companies. Keisha Cash is the founder and general partner at Impact America. I spoke to her in my home base, Oakland, California.
In our world, the community we care about are marginalized communities and particularly low and moderate income communities. So I think our role as impact investors seeking market rate returns is believing that if you can get fundamentally the core of a business right from the beginning, that's actually a competitive advantage and should drive the growth of that company. And that's a win.
Yeah. Talk more about those communities and some of the change that you hope to affect.
Well, when you look at the racial wealth gap, the income gap, marginalized communities in America, and particularly race. Unfortunately, in this country, race and economic disadvantage, there's a high correlation. When you think about the concentration of wealth in this country and who manages that wealth, it's not a very diverse population. As a diverse fund manager, being a woman and an African-American, I have an opportunity to invest capital in a way that creates more benefit to marginalized communities because we, you know, I grew up economically disadvantaged.
One of the startups Cash has invested in is Maven, which helps mostly African-American stylists sell their own hair extensions. She offers it up as an example of her cultural competency. She says knowing the values of the community she invests in gives her an edge.
There are things that we know from, you know, that I know from being a Black woman about hair that I just know growing up and going to the hair salon and buying products. And we really try, I mean, our goal is to only invest in companies where we do have that additional cultural competency. And how do we leverage that and use that as a competitive advantage as investors and the value add that we can provide to our companies?
There's an argument that you could have had a really big impact at a really big firm. Why choose to do it yourself?
Yeah, just it's not easy starting a fund. But for us, the reward is really the opportunity to try to do something different than what's been done in the past. But there are things that are amazing about marginalized communities and particularly communities of color that our goal is not to change that. Our goal is to understand it better. And how does technology and that cultural competency shape something that's meaningful for these communities?
Keisha Cash is the general partner at Impact America Fund. Thank you so much for your time.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
So basically, the goal of a fund like Impact America is to find companies and opportunities that Silicon Valley wouldn't see and hopefully scoop those bigger firms in the process. It is also worth mentioning that Maven, the hair extensions company that Cash mentioned, went from initial investments from Impact America and some other funds to a $10 million round of funding led by the very big firm, Andreessen Horowitz. That is what's known as everybody winning. I'm Molly Wood, and that's Marketplace Tech. This is APM.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.